Let us get to our Monday feature that wraps the first hour of Sports Talk. In essence, what we do is the Merry Trio looks back on the weekend, and we want to share with you who we think were the brightest, the bestest, who shined the most.
Down the lane, he comes, floating around the wing, all in! 0.3 seconds remain! Ooh, Damian Lillard! How dare you!
Swing and a miss! 20 strikeouts for Max Scherzer.
Kenyon Barner, you just cannot stop him. He has put on a show here tonight.
It's Messi! Tarantula into his shorts and he'll still be cool.
Yes, sir. You heard Steve say it. Final segment of the 4 o'clock hour of Sports Talk on a Monday. That means it's time for Divine Shine, brought to you by Hot Valley's Divine Shine Hybrid Ale. Bright, hazy appearance, tropical aromas, and a velvety smooth finish. Unfiltered hybrid ale packs a bunch of flavors while keeping the drinkability of a blonde, creaminess of a Hef, all of the hop aroma of a Northwest Pale. There's nothing else like it in the marketplace right now. A reminder for your day baseball drinking pleasure, they have the Rise and Shine, a craft beer cocktail that combines Divine Shine Hybrid Ale and a splash of OJ. Recommend that. So you heard Steve say it. We're Steve, Nick, and I are going to mention our top performers or performances from over the weekend, and we're going to shout them out. So who's going to go first?
Me.
Okay, go.
Bryce Harper of the Washington Nationals Papa. Shined this weekend.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
So overall, Harper had an okay weekend in the desert taking on the Diamondbacks. Right. He only had 5 hits, 2 extra base hits, 2 RBIs, and 1 walk. But
figure it out.
With the baseball world all focusing in on the Nationals-Diamondbacks series, Sunday Night Baseball, Harper did not disappoint, and he didn't want to. Harper, in the third inning, hit a missile to right field that went 448 feet. He nearly cleared the bleachers in right, and the fan who caught the souvenir was in the last row of the bleachers. And the best part of this highlight is the sound the ball made coming off Harper's bat. There's a solid 30,000 fans at this game at Chase Field in Arizona, and when Harper hit the ball, it made an echo. Listen to this sound.
Oh, Bryce Harper lifts off and gone. Oh, man. Play.
That is the sound of a bat, the crack of the bat echoing in a stadium filled with 30,000 people. That is just incredible. That is a shining performance by Bryce Harper.
All right, Steve, you or me?
And by the way, the right fielder, I'll go second. Sousa, okay. If you see the highlight, he's down on his, in his fielder stance, and he kind of looks up.
Ready position.
And doesn't even look back. He's like, yeah, I shan't be wasting any more time. All right, I'm going to go with the new TPC champ, Webb Simpson, like few before him at Sawgrass. Oh, he shines.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
While a lot of the story Saturday and Sunday was a rounds turn in by one Eldrick Woods, who shot 65 Saturday, then birdied 6 of his first 12 yesterday before fading down the stretch. This was all about the Wake Forest product, Simpson. Never known for his prowess in a major, he erupted to take the 2012 U.S. Open after never even posting a top 15 in any slam event previously. And in the 21 majors since, he's missed the cut in 6 with one other top 15, but this week, he began the final round with the largest 3-round lead in the 44-year history of the TPC, and despite hearing the roars, was steady. Even a double bogey on the 72nd hole meant a 4-shot win. But this guy struggled when the PGA justifiably removed the anchored putting rule, just the second PGA victory since that win at Olympic in Frisco. The dude just shined.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!
All right, well, I'm going to go. They continue to shine all season long, so why would the last weekend be any different? Oregon softball shine.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
Going into the final weekend, the Ducks needed to sweep Cal, needed UCLA to lose one to Arizona State to be able to take the conference title. UCLA lost their opener. Ducks outscored the Bears 23-3, which included two shutouts. Absolutely wrecked Cal. Five home runs in the three games. Miranda Ellis pitched 10 innings, only gave up four hits. Megan Kleiss struck out 10 in her win on Friday. So Mike White's team wins the Pac-12. Then on Sunday, they learn that they are not only the best team to come out of the West, West side is the best side, but they are the number one overall seed in the entire NCAA tournament field, and they have seven losses on the season. But that, ladies and gentlemen, is why RPI matters and playing really good teams in your non-con matters, because they did, and they won more of those matchups than they lost. So Oregon softball for sweeping Cal, another top 25 and tournament team, by the way, in really impressive fashion, and being named the number one seed in the tourney. They continue to shine.
Oh, my heavens!
My next one is Jonathan Scope of the Baltimore Orioles.
He's man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
Scope just came off the DL before this weekend series against Tampa Bay Rays due to an oblique injury. He had a slow start to his season, and Scope was not messing around this weekend. In four games against the Rays, he had five hits, six RBIs, a two-home run game on Saturday alone. just in one weekend alone, he doubled his RBI total and tripled his home run total for the season. And after hitting 32 long bombs last year, the Orioles and fantasy owners like me are hoping that this weekend means more power to come for the second baseman.
All right, I'm going to move to boxing. And I mentioned him earlier. I'm going Vasily Lomachenko, who shined Saturday at the Garden.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
So he's fighting at the Felt Forum in the legendary Madison Square Garden for the Super World Lightweight title against Jorge Linares. Though believed to be one of the best pound for pound, Linares was a big challenge physically, and he did push Lomachenko around a bit, even dropped him with a right on the chin in the sixth. But the new champ responded, went on the attack, and showed superior speed and some really nice ring management in the 10th round. A flurry culminated with a devastating liver shot, put Linares on the deck. He beat the count, but referee Ricky Gonzalez saw it's over and called it 2 minutes into the 10th. A 30-year-old from the Ukraine, a two-time Olympic gold medalist, worth keeping an eye on. And this past weekend in the Big Apple, he shined.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!
All right, last one here to the fearless leader of the Russian Federation. I don't know, is it a federation? I just like really saying,
yes.
I really like saying Russian Federation. And the
fearless
guy
leader
who could basically skate onto the NHL ice any team, anytime he wants, win the Conn Smythe, Vladimir Putin, he shines.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
So I think technically this happened before the weekend, but I don't care. Can I just say I really like saying the name Vladimir? You don't get to say it very often.
Vladimir.
Sounds like a hockey-playing, bear-wrestling, no-shirt, horseback-riding vampire, and I love it.
Vladimir.
But, you know, last week, old Vlad the Lady Slayer took part, I guess I should say, took over the
time
Legends of Hockey
goal.
Night in Russia's Night Hockey League. The guy was dynamite. Or maybe I should say nuclear? I mean, his team ended up winning 12-7, which is a 5-point difference. Guess how many goals our boy Putin scored? Five. The game featured former stars like Pavel Bure, but it was Vlad who dominated the stat sheet, stole the show in the hearts of hockey fans everywhere. And to think this is actually a poor showing from him, scored 8 in 2015, 7 last year. That's the problem when you're the best at something. You end up setting the bar too high. But despite that, the greatest hockey player on earth, Vlad Putin, he shined.
Oh, my heavens!
Wow. Look what's become of us.
All of those jokes were horrible.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.